It's a pleasure to be here, and again, thanks to all of you for choosing to spend some of your afternoon with us here talking about the freight shuttle. I'm not going to say a tremendous amount. I'm going to let the freight shuttle speak for itself, so to speak. Thank you, Governor Abbott, for making time on your schedule, and Chancellor Sharp for helping to arrange this meeting. This is a very special moment for me. 12 years, as Dennis alluded, is a long time to be working on a project, but it was a passion. From the outset, I knew this could work, and I knew following the indicators that we all follow in transportation, congestion, air quality, price of fuel, pavement rehabilitation issues, that those trends were going to come together at some point in the future. And so as I've worked on this process over a decade, collected a very capable development team, in fact, those trends did come together to where we've got some serious challenges in a number of locations with transportation. In 2000, I was given a very rare opportunity for a research scientist. I was handed a blank piece of paper, essentially, and said, you need to evaluate a better way to move cargo. Obviously, the congestion issues, the sustainability of over-the-road transportation, while fundamental to our goods movement system and always necessary, was being stressed and likely to be stressed more in the future. The blank page allowed me to cherry-pick features from rail transportation, from trucking transportation, to innovate on some new systems, to try to optimize goods movement in a way that benefited the multiple stakeholders that are involved, not only shippers, but the public sector as well. The research really didn't have any limits. All we had to do as a team was follow those natural limits that apply to all transportation systems. It's the economics, it's the technology, and it's the policy that governs the operation and implementation of the system. And if you do that, you do that well, you have a chance for implementing a system that can work for the multiple stakeholders that are involved. And an often asked question is, do the trucking interests oppose the freight shuttle? And one might think, and this is, I guess, a bit counterintuitive, that they might, but in fact, they have embraced the freight shuttle as a tool in their toolbox to use to get through, to get across highly congested locations where they can no longer operate profitably. And as everybody knows, freight transportation is a for-profit enterprise. It happens to be one of the best examples of a perfect marketplace that I know of, with razor-thin margins, highly competitive, and a very fragmented industry. One of the problems they're facing today is a huge driver shortage. So the fact that we're building and implementing an automated, autonomous system with no drivers actually helps the trucking industry accomplish their mission. And as Dennis said, there's really no better place than the Texas A&M Transportation Institute to begin and execute work like this, because that institute, my institute, has the nation's best talent in all the areas that apply to this proposition: economics, air quality, traffic management. The list is long, and I've, of course, in 25 years at TTI, benefited. TTI supported this from an embryonic idea through the concept and now to product development. The team that I've assembled is fantastic. Several of them are here today. I'd like to ask my TTI team, as Dennis did, to stand up and be recognized as contributors to what we've accomplished over the last 3 or 4 years. TTI guys, stand up. Mr. Baldwin. Linda. Thank you so much. Thank you. So the original design was a container moving system. And we evolved from that to a system that moves both containers and trailers. We were asked essentially by HEB, that has a huge investment in over-the-road trailers and transits I-35 200 times a week. Could we build a system that moved truck trailers? And so we did that. The model that we built, the alpha unit that you'll see today, is designed to move 53-foot over-the-road trailers. We've got some pretty interesting ways of getting the trailer on and off the vehicle that we'll describe. It's called a Lazy Susan. So we're very, very happy that you can join us at the test site today, and we're ready to show you how it operates. Thank you very much.